Blackstone Audiobooks presents
The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse by Vicente Blasco Ibáñez. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Tryst. In the Garden of the Chapelle Expiatoire. They were to have met in the Garden of the Chapelle Expiatoire at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But Julio Desnoyers, with the impatience of a lover who hopes to advance the moment of meeting by presenting himself before the appointed time, arrived in half an hour earlier. The change of the seasons was at this time greatly confused in his mind, and evidently demanded some readjustment. 5 months had passed since their last interview in this square had afforded the wandering lovers the refuge of a damp, depressing calmness, near a boulevard of continual movement, close to a great railroad station. The hour of the appointment was always 5, and Julio was accustomed to see his beloved approaching by the reflection of the recently lit street lamps, her figure enveloped in furs, and holding her muff before her face, as if it were a half-mask. Her sweet voice, greeting him, had breathed forth a cloud of vapour, white and tenuous, congealed by the cold. After various hesitating interviews, they had abandoned the garden. Their love had acquired the majestic importance of acknowledged fact, and from 5 to 7 had taken refuge in the 5th floor of the Rue de la Pompe, where Julio had an artist's studio. The curtains, well drawn over the double glass windows, the cosy hearth fire sending forth its ruddy flame as the only light of the room, the monotonous song of the samovar bubbling near the cups of tea, all the seclusion of life, isolated by an idolizing...